Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, and as always, a special good morning to my branch, Columbus, Ohio. It has come to my attention in Local 304 that a lot of members have not received their ballots as of yet. From Cincinnati, 5 days to Local 304 area, not good. Now, I don't want to dial 911 yet, but, you know, see, this is what happens sometimes when a continuous series of unfortunate events take place. One begins to think they're planned, but I'm not going to jump on that as of yet. And I want you to know, if you are in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, and you do not receive your ballot in the mail by tomorrow, please contact me so I can probably contact the district office, and maybe we can start some inquiries into why it takes so long for mail to go from Cincinnati to Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. I live in Ohio. I got my ballot and mailed it in today. So, district manager, plant manager, major, you might want to look into that, because that seems to be a horrible service score, since that is the only thing that really motivates postal management. 4 to 6 days from Cincinnati to Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, got to be a horrible service score, and probably some mail handlers are probably left home because the plant didn't want to pay overtime to get the work done. But we have to be mindful of this, and it makes it that much more important that as soon as you get your ballot, you put it in the mail. And when I say put it in the mail, again, you're going to receive an envelope with inside an envelope. There's a secret ballot envelope and then an envelope with a return address on it. Okay, real quick, before we make this complicated, this is what I call voting made easy. You receive a brown envelope from headquarters. You open it. Inside your ballot, this is what you call easy, efficient voting. Anywhere you see proven designated leadership or whatever that slogan is, listen to me, stay away. Act like it's a tip drill in football and stay away. Again, that is what I call easy voting. If they're part of that proven success nonsense, then all I can say to you, instead of running down all the names, is just stay away from that column, and I would probably choose any of the other alternates. Now, I do want you to be especially mindful when it comes to your president and vice president. I want you to make sure that that box is checked for Kenneth Hodge and that box is checked for William Kirkland. That is the headquarter element that will lead Local 304 for the next 3 years. So what have we learned in voting made simple? When you get your ballot, if you see that extra endorsement on the ballot, it's a trick, and you want to stay away from that. And again, 9 out of 10 times, any of your other selections will probably be a better pick than you following that lost leader endorsement. Mail handlers at Local 304, let me talk to you for a minute. I know your frustrations over the past years. I know how you've taken that ballot and just thrown it in the trash because you thought no vote was a good way to send a message to headquarters that you're not satisfied. But oh, I ask you not to do that this year. Take that ballot, open it up, and select Kenneth Hodge for president of Columbus, Ohio, and the local presidency, and select William Kirkland for the vice president. We're a team that's going to mold and gel together, that is going to take you into the future and better prepare mail handlers for contract compliance. Won't you vote? Won't you vote Ken Hodge, William Kirkland, the next local 304 headquarter element? Just because we're campaigning don't mean we can't have a little fun while we do it. And again, folks, I'm trying to bring a lot of levity to the situation, but make no mistake about it. I am more than capable, more than qualified to lead this local, and it is my desire to do so. Have a great day, and remember, when your ballot comes, and you should have it already, let's vote Kenneth Hodge, William Kirkland. Mail it back in as soon as possible, because if it's taken 5 and 6 days to get to you, it's probably going to take 5 or 6 days to get back. That only makes reasonable sense. It should never take that long to begin with, but nonetheless. So let's contact, you contact me if you're not getting your ballots, because I'm going to push this up to the district manager level, but also contact your stewards and your branch presidents. They may be able to get you another ballot. So just in case anyone is thinking, I want you to contact me to take care of your ballot issue, no, I want you to contact me because I'm going to talk to the post office about their poor service standards, and you contact your steward or your president so they can get you an additional ballot immediately. Have a great day. Vote Kenny Hodge. I never get tired of asking that.